This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Shinzo Abe, Japan's longest-serving prime minister, is leaving office. He blames ill health. The 65-year-old Abe told a news conference he had decided to step down now to avoid a political vacuum as the country copes with its coronavirus outbreak, which has taken some 1,200 lives, and an economy which was down by almost 8% in the second quarter of this year. Said Abe, "I apologize from the bottom of my heart that despite all of the support from the Japanese people, I'm leaving the post with one full year left in my term." U.S. President Donald Trump campaigns today in the state of New Hampshire. Last night, he formally accepted the Republican Party nomination to run for re-election. Using the White House South Lawn as a stage, Mr. Trump delivered an optimistic vision of the United States, but warned the country would be endangered under his Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking before a live audience that largely ignored pandemic safeguards such as social distancing and face masks, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We have spent the last 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden inflicted over the past 47 years. Mr. Trump once again suggested there could soon be a coronavirus vaccine and promised a victory over COVID-19 that so far has taken close to 181,000 lives in the United States. Johns Hopkins University puts the U.S. case count at close to 6 million. Clearly appealing to his base, Mr. Trump presented himself as the last barrier protecting an American way of life, which he insists is under siege from radical forces. And so the final stretch of this campaign for November, Mr. Trump is expected to crisscross the country to make his case for a second term that begins today in New Hampshire. His Vice President Mike Pence will make campaign appearances today in the critical battleground states of Michigan and Minnesota. Joe Biden is expected to announce a busy travel schedule as well. To this point, he's largely weathered the pandemic from his home in the state of Delaware. This is VOA News. In